Hey everyone, I know you've heard me speak about microdosing and how much I love it. And I'm talking about microdosing THC. I love it. And that's why I love our sponsor, microdose.com. Microdose gummies are incredible. They deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. And when I mean just the right amount of good, I mean in so many situations. Anxiety, sleep, focus, pain, relaxation. There are so many different strains and they're really helpful. And I have recommended microdose.com to so many people. And you know what they say to me? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't be afraid of microdosing. Go to microdose.com and you'll learn all about microdosing THC. These gummies feel amazing. They taste amazing. I have used them to get me into the zone I need to write. I've used them at night after a stressful day or a stressful show to relax. I have also said to family members, please take a gummy right now. And they've said, oh, good idea. So check it out. Check it out because they're fantastic. And I'm not like a big weed person. I mean, I used to be. And I do enjoy weed every now and then. But I love these gummies. And I take them with me everywhere. So check it out. Don't be afraid. They're all natural. They're fantastic. And you deserve it. So what are you going to do? You're going to do something that is fantastic. You're going to get 30% off your first order. 30% off. That's a lot. Plus free shipping today at microdose.com. Use promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD. It's available nationwide. They deliver it to your door. That is microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD for 30% off and free shipping. Do it. Go to microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD. You deserve it. You deserve it. And you know what else? You're welcome.
Tropft uns den Regen auf mein Kopf. Hink wie ein Deckerbus, ist die kleine Fahrt im Kopf. Geht mir kein Sach mit, die Tropft.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. I'm your host, Judy Gold, and this week we have part two of my interview with Jenny Zagrino, and we got deep. She's really interesting, and we talked a lot about comedy, which is, you know, my favorite subject. Speaking of which, I finished my shows in P-Town for the season, and they were fucking awesome, and all sold out because of Alex Strauss, who I love, from the New York Times, who wrote the profile of how she spends her Sundays, you know, me and Elisa Dawn Halpern. And so that definitely helped with the ticket sales. Plus, I'm really funny. So I'll be back in October for Women's Week. So that's great. But, you know, I'm really sad. Like Labor Day, it's sad for me because I love the summer and I feel like it goes by so quickly. And I really, as I get older, not enjoying the cold. But we are still going in the ocean, and it's cool but beautiful. And September is a beautiful month, but I really wish it would stay summer. Don't you wish it would stay summer all the time? And it could if I move somewhere and retired, but that's never happening. So I hope everyone had a wonderful summer, but it definitely sped by. You know, who knows with the climate change what's going to happen with the weather? Because we don't even have seasons anymore, and it's really annoying, and, you know, it's a problem. It's a problem. So, happy first day of school for everyone, and going back to life and problems and issues. I'm going to try to stretch it out as long as I can. But I hope if you're driving this week or if you took off this week that you're listening to my podcast and enjoying it.
I have had a little congestion this week because when Ben was here with Samantha, his girlfriend, and his and Samantha's sister Madison and their friend Sarah, I grilled. I did this whole grill thing for them. We did hamburgers and hot dogs and grilled peppers, and it was onions. It was really good. And I made corn and all the shit. And so I'm grilling, and then I open the grill. Okay, the grill was closed. I had a shitload of hamburgers and hot dogs on there. And I let them cook and cook and cook. And then I opened the grill, and this big fucking wad of smoke, grill smoke, went in my face. And I gulped it down by, you know, by mistake. And I just started coughing. And I've been coughing for 5 days. So I have some sort of black lung thing. And it's much better, but it was awful. You know, and then I go in my head that I have, you know, horrible lung disease. But yeah, gulping in that smoke was terrible, terrible. And I just couldn't, and I've been coughing for 5 days. So, well, now it's almost a week. Okay, whatever. But I'm feeling much better, but I still feel a little congested. Anyway, that's it. But I'm still playing tennis. So enjoy your week. And if you're starting something new, I hope it's great. And I hope I can stay a part of your listening pleasure. So sit back, relax, and enjoy part two of my interview with Jenny Zagrino. So who is your favorite, do you think, right now, badass woman?
Ooh, that's a very deep question. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just depends. It depends.
It's got to change
on what they're doing. I mean, yeah. I just think about the I always think about the historical ones first.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, this one blew the door open, and they're right. Like, well, what about now? And I'm like, I don't know.
No, I know. I'm the same way. I'm such a nerd like that.
Yeah.
Like when I worked on the Rosie O'Donnell show, it would be, you know, all these stars would come in, and then I remember one time Madeleine Albright came, and I was like, oh my god. any historical or political figure that was like the first, I was, and everyone's like, oh my God, look who's here. I love her music. And I'm like, who cares?
Okay. I thought of one.
Okay. Go ahead.
I thought of one. So I will say it's hard. It's a little hard now because we do have that culture where it's like, yeah, but what did they do 10 years ago?
Right.
Right. So it's like, okay, whatever. But this person, I think, you know, it's hard because women, like, okay, this is a thing I think happens is that for women, they are so much more like picky about like what we've done, because any kind of like badass woman or even like this, like how people started shitting on girl boss stuff, like,
right.
Oh, girl boss, social culture. What that did is it just made women and girls be like, well, then maybe I shouldn't try. Because it was like, well, if you try, you're just going to be an annoying fucking girl, right. Boss. So then it's like a great way to just cancel out the conversation of, yeah. Like women actually like working and hustling and stuff. Anyways, besides that, the person I'm going to choose is Jamila. I really love her podcast. I mm-hmm. love what she does when it comes to like exposing like shitty beauty standards and like all this fake like diet culture, weight, yeah. Shit. And she just exposes it and is like, it's all bullshit.
Right.
And I just love a celebrity that's like, yeah, this is all bullshit, by the, yeah. Way, just so you guys know.
I love that too. She's, yes. Great.
So I think socially, I'm like very much, I think she's great. I think that like what she's doing and how she constantly calls it out is fabulous.
I love that too. She's mm-hmm. amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So you as a kid watched Comedy Central.
All the time.
And I read that you loved Wanda and Paula.
I remember the bit about her dying from cinnamon in that special.
Yeah.
And like maybe being like 5 or 6 and being, yeah. Like, I don't get it, but it sounds very funny. Yeah. People are laughing.
You didn't mention Judy Gold.
I didn't.
Yeah. That was a little upsetting. That was a little upsetting to Judy Gold. I'd like to have influence on the young female comedians, but it's fine. It's fine, Jenny.
I'm sorry. Will you ever forgive me?
No, I will not.
That's fine.
I will not.
My sister's dead, so.
Oh, right. You know what? It's okay,
Jenny. Maybe you should try forgiveness.
Jenny, it's okay that you didn't like my comedy specials. It's fine. It's fine. Even though I was really funny. Okay.
You are really funny. There's no was.
Okay, whatever.
Continue to be.
Trying to make it. All right. So I come from a generation where there were less comedians. We all knew each other. I don't know a lot of the comedians now because a lot of them are social media people who think they can do stand-up.
That is true.
Yes. And you're one of the few who will admit that. And I feel like you have some sort of grasp on old stand-up versus what's happening now in stand-up, where everyone thinks they can be a comedian, and it does take the work. We all had to work. There weren't a lot of women. I've spoken about this 1,000,000,000 times. We never got to work together. It was never more than one woman on a show, if there was a woman on a show. Do you experience that now at all? That any sort of, I mean, it's a misogynistic profession in general, because it's, you're in power, you know, we equate power with masculinity in this country. But do you find a lot of that? I mean, it was so apparent when I was,
oh yeah, it still happens. I just did a show in Colorado and the feature act was talking to the booker, and the booker was like, oh, do you know Jenny? And he goes, oh no, hi, good to meet you. Did you already go up? And I was like, I'm the headliner. I'm headlining. I go after you.
Right.
Right. And you could see the wheels turn in his head, which I feel like this happens to a lot of dudes, is they go, oh no, I fucked up. They have the feeling fucked up. And then the male ego goes, you didn't fuck up. You're fine.
Right.
It's they're the problems.
Right.
That I could see in the eyes that, like, well, now I got to fucking bury this bitch.
Yeah. I had that happen to me so much. They were like, oh, I'm opening for her. And it's like, and the amazing Jonathan, God rest his soul. He just died. I used to open for him. And he said to me, you are so funny. You get a closing bit that no one wants to follow and you will be a headliner. And that's what I did. And these guys, it's so sad that's, you know, I hate that happens.
But there's also like been a lot of dudes that have been like
supportive,
like my champion,
right?
And
right.
Super supportive. Yeah. So it goes both
it's
ways.
It's not I think all that, of them. Right.
Not all of them.
But
and I think
club
I
bookers.
I still get some club bookers. I think I still get from some of the older ones, just like, can she fill a room or can she hold her own kind of shit?
Or, and I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but they purposely put someone like a guitar act or someone filthy on just to fuck you up.
I did this. I forget what the club doesn't exist anymore. It's in St. Louis. No, not St. Louis. It's in Indianapolis. It's now a Helium Club. But before that, I was headlining, and my feature they chose was a New York guy who wore all black. He was older, smoked cigarettes, was like Johnny Cash vibe. And like talking about fucking these kids, the millennials, you know, when I was a kid, we fucking killed each other. You guys are a bunch of pussies. And then I have to go on and be like, hi, everybody.
Right. Hi. My sister died. Hi.
Yeah. Like be like cute and fun and like, oh my God, boys. And I just was like, I cannot fucking believe they paired me with this dude.
Well, they don't curate the show and they have to, you know, that's part of it. That's
because they're like, okay, woman's headlining.
Right.
I need to get like something for the guys.
Yeah,
I gotta get something.
That's not how it. Yeah,
because the men won't be able to relate to a single thing she says.
Hey everyone, you know what I just did? I tore, I poured, and I enjoyed a packet of Liquid IV because I love Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a major part of my life. And I just worked out with my trainer and I had a delicious lemon ginger liquid IV. That one has a little extra.
that has a little green tea in it, and so that's a little caffeinated. So I enjoy that because I needed it today. And, you know, it's getting warmer out, and what does that mean? Summer. Oh, God, please come. It can't come soon enough. And that means you have to hydrate. And that's what Liquid IV does. It hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. And it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in one little stick. And that's why Liquid IV is the number one powered hydration brand in America. Okay? And I love it. I use it every day. Ben's basketball team uses it. It is a science-backed formula that works. It keeps you hydrated. And they have sugar-free. They have sugar-free packets in white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime. Okay? I didn't do the sugar-free. Okay. But Elisa does the sugar-free. So what are you going to do? You're going to stay hydrated because it's very, very important. And Liquid IV has been a longtime sponsor, and I love them, and they are a quality product. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's JUDYGOLD. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD, can't even say my name, at liquidiv.com. Got it? You're welcome. You call yourself a transitional comedian because you're in between.
I think I am in that in-between space. Yeah. That's why I'm like, what am I doing?
Right.
Why am I still doing this?
It was so clear for us what we needed to do.
Yes.
And it was all about the craft and, mm-hmm. you know, getting on TV and doing press and radio shows and TV shows. But it was really about the craft of stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
And you struggle because you're a little bit of both and you don't know is it that you don't know which direction you want to go to or which is the right direction or is it like,
I think what
tugs at you?
Okay. So I think that like I came up in a time when I came like right after kind of like the alt comedy world and I have like a ton of credits to my name, but I came at the time when like that stopped mattering. Like I have 4 late nights mm-hmm. under my belt
mm-hmm.
and maybe like 10, 15 years ago, that would like mean
no, more.
Now it's
25.
Nothing. It doesn't really,
yeah,
exactly. It doesn't really mean anything. And it's not that I'm not happy about it. I'm like so grateful. It was super fun. I love
right.
it. But now it's like, okay, I have a great tape. That I can
right.
clip up.
That's
to
exactly
put on social
right.
media.
That's exactly right.
So the path that I feel like that my generation is on isn't clear because it used to be from all the comedians I've spoken to and bookers, you got on late night, you got a show. Like it was very clear, like how the stepping path of like what happened for us. It's like it was there and then it got taken away. And now it's back to like, well, how many followers do you have?
Right.
What's your engagement? You know, it's a bunch of different, like, what's your podcast? Like, it's so many different free things you have to be doing to where, how do I even have the time to work on the
exactly.
craft?
Exactly.
If I'm managing 4 social media accounts, booking a podcast, then I have to clip my own stuff because maybe I don't make enough money to hire someone to clip my shit. And thankfully, I went to film school, so I know how to clip my own shit.
Oh, lucky.
But...
Yeah.
Thank you. But like, and I'm also at a place where I do have at least the minimal financial means to do some of that stuff. If you don't have it, like, then what do you do? Like,
right.
you're just, there's so, they want every minute and every second of your life.
It's true. And
it's so how
sad.
Do you go live life?
But
how do you
gotta,
go live and write?
It's got to change. It's got to change.
I don't think it will.
I just hate it. I hated it. You know, it was for us. It was like, okay, got this. And then the rules changed. And we're like, yeah. Wait a minute. But, you know, at this point, no one wants to follow me. You know who the great comics are, who can handle anything on stage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, club bookers, there's some that are in it for the, you know, the comics. And they, you know, these people, they have a lot of followers, but they don't know the craft. And people leave there like, wait, what the fuck did I just see?
And a lot of them will do like a half an hour of time right. and a half an hour of questions.
Right.
Or characters or like whatever, which is fine. I feel like if I could go back in time, I would have told because I think it came up in that middle era, and I'm a Boston comic. So right. I came up with very rough.
Yep.
Very like dude, Boston.
We would go back and forth, New York, Boston, all
yeah,
of
yeah,
us.
Yeah. You got to so much. You got to pay your dues. You got to pay right. your dues, which I understand.
Yeah.
But they would always say things like, YouTube's not going to be anything, like social media, whatever. You got to be playing a strip club at midnight and to get your chops. And if I could go back in time, I would have told myself, do some of that. Also build up your YouTube.
Right.
Get in your social media, like start building a brand, because that's what's going to matter. And a lot of people that we were laughing at in 2009.
Right.
Had built the brand and were making so much money and so much content.
I know. It's so. And then. Yeah. And for us, yeah. I started in 82.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for all of us from the late 70s, 80s, early 90s, it was a whole different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also way harder, too. Like, yeah. Especially being a woman, how much harder was it?
It sucked. But I tried not to talk about it, and I just wanted to be as good as the guys, and I was, and I'm a lesbo, so I never wanted anything from them. I wasn't trying to fuck them. I just wanted to be a great comic, so they all respected me. But mm-hmm. it was, yeah, we didn't get the opportunities.
Yeah.
You say Gen Z is weird or going to be weird or going to have residual weirdness and mental problems.
100%. From the pandemic. From COVID?
Yeah.
100%. And I'm not... I feel like whenever people say that, then it like starts to teeter on like, but are they a COVID denier? Not 100%. COVID was real. We all had to be inside, you know, for however.
I agree.
But they're going to be fucking weird. Let them be weird.
Right.
I don't know how weird. I mean, our grandparents were weird.
Right.
They had war and the depression.
Depression. Yeah. My father remembers people jumping off the buildings.
Yeah. So every generation has their weird of why they're going to be weird.
Yeah. I agree with you. You have a new album out, Gen Z.
Gen Z. Yeah.
I love it. Get it? Because Jen Zagrino.
Gen Z.
It's so perfect.
My God. I am of the people. I am
for
of
the people.
People.
How is it doing? It came out in April. Is it doing great?
Came out, it's doing well.
Good.
I produced a special, which is now on
YouTube.
It's on Comedy Central's YouTube.
Yes.
So you can watch.
Oh,
you
it's
can
on
watch
Comedy
it.
Central's YouTube.
Yes. So it's a YouTube special.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Those are good because you make a little bit more money, right? Okay, we're not talking about that. We can cut that out.
It's out there. People get to see it.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah.
I like people seeing my work. It was born out of, I'd seen so many people be doing like specials and stuff during the pandemic to like just get content out. And I was like, why the fuck am I not doing that? I'm good. And so this is like the power of manifesting. In August of 2021, I was like, I'm doing a special. Here's the crowdfunding. I'm going to start working on this. And by November, I had filmed a complete, like, four camera with a jib in New York City, full audience comedy special with a bat. Yeah, it was great. It was, I'll never do it again, but it was fun.
Right. You'll do it again.
If somebody wants to give me $100,000, I'll do it again.
I know. We never had to do that. I had an HBO special. It was the greatest. I had Comedy Central. Yeah. I had Logo. I did another Comedy Central. I mean, and I didn't have to worry about anything. I got paid.
That's another crazy thing is that now places are like, here's the money, you do it.
I know.
Which is fucking bonkers to
me. I know. I agree. But you get more creative control.
True.
Yeah.
But I almost would be like, can you just give me money? And
I know.
It's, and I just won't do this one joke.
Right. I know. But then you get older and you're like, I'm doing whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
Are you going to Montreal?
No.
Oh, fuck. No. I thought you were going and I was going
to
meet you.
I really wanted to do it. I auditioned for the Dirty Show and I guess I wasn't dirty enough. And I have a whole joke about coming to the Antiques Roadshow.
Fuck shit. That's
I used to intern at the Antiques Roadshow.
No way. I love Antiques Roadshow. You interned there?
I interned.
No fucking way.
Baby.
I used to do a joke about that. In when did that come on the air? 90s?
Oh, my God. Like, yeah, it was longer.
Oh, my God.
No,
I had an old...
It's like 25 years old. Yeah.
Okay. I obsessed. So what did you do for them?
Okay. So so as the intern, I would just do like very boring, getting people coffee, you know, right. Sitting in at meetings, taking notes. I did, file organization,
filing.
You, these, but like digital yeah. file. So like, oh, okay. Oh, this clip goes in that one okay, that goes there. It was fun. So they had like books and books of antiques, which already Jenny had a big old heart on. I love
right.
antiques.
Right.
I mean, I could just talk about historical reenactment shit all day.
I love that.
But then there was a billboard that they had in there where people would send all their crazy shit. So like they would get fan mail and stuff being like, I have a Federalist style chair, and it would just be like a leg and some horse hair. And they'd put it up, and there was one guy who every year, it was like 5 years, sent a photo of him and his mannequin. Then he would do glamour shots with the mannequin, and him and the mannequin would wear matching tracksuits.
No way.
And he had like the mannequin in a wheelchair and he had a blonde bowl cut.
No.
I remember. And it was just like stars in the background and like laser. Like,
but what was he? Was he selling the mannequin?
He wanted his mannequin to be appraised.
Oh, my God.
But clearly it was like his girlfriend.
That is fucking mental. That was, is mental.
Oh yeah, they had several.
What was
photos.
The biggest? What was the? Like, all right, so during Antique Roadshow,
yeah,
I mean, I'm sure it's produced. Everything is produced,
yes.
Right? Does the person ever know before that their thing is worth $20 billion?
I don't think so. So the way it was set up, so I would just like look at the footage. They would just like have footage of like right. how of the person. Some of them were like, I remember watching one where they had bought this dining set that they were like, they said it was Abraham Lincoln's dining set. And the appraiser was like, yeah, this is not, the time period's completely off. This was a late 19th century reproduction,
right?
Whatever that was. Those are always really heartbreaking. But my favorite appraisal I ever saw, I mean, I was watching it yesterday while I was working out. I was
right, it's the best show.
It's the best. I have a friend here in town where, like, especially too when you're grieving. Oh my God, Antiques Roadshow, great yeah. show to watch. There's no protagonist, no antagonist. Everyone has a good time,
right?
So we just watch Antiques Roadshow and drink. It's great. So
I'm coming over. Yeah.
Please come over. Also, they're all on YouTube, by the way.
Oh, they are?
You can just watch them on YouTube.
Oh, my God. I love
and
that.
And the British version of the Antiques Roadshow.
Oh, yeah. That's
not
a good.
Fun.
That's good.
I don't
but
think
it's
as fun
because
yeah. they don't put the appraisal. They don't put the money on the bottom. So you don't know.
Oh.
You have to
And also, they're not
listen.
Like trashy like we are.
No,
like these people
so
are
trashy.
So desperate. Okay. So go ahead.
Yeah.
So
I will tell you. Okay. I'm going to tell you two things. So my favorite British one and my favorite American one. So favorite American one. This is one of the ones that I cataloged. A woman brought in this gold like plate, and it had people dancing on it. And she goes, I found this in a woman's house I was cleaning out. She said, you can have it. And I just want to know what it is. And so the guy, it's the watch guy, and it was his father. And the watch guy's dad was like, okay, this is very interesting. First of all, this is 24 karat gold. And she's like, whoa, so cool. And then he goes, all these figures of these people dancing, they were hand hammered, which is really hard and takes a really long time. She goes, oh my God, so cool. And then he goes, also, this is 2000 years old. it was a band that the Romans would wear across their head. Yeah, that was hand hammered, and it was a, and it was just in a drawer.
No fucking way. How much?
Like, he's like 12,000.
And he's, I thought it would be more.
But this was 2009.
But was she freaking out?
Yeah, and he was like, he's like, it's about 12 grand, but really you should be donating this to a museum.
Did she donate it? Who the fuck knows?
I have no idea what happened to it. She's probably living in her.
Okay, what's your other one? What's your...
So then my favorite British one, this one is, this is so British. This woman brought in, I don't know, remember what year it was, but this woman brought in a box and she goes, in here is my great aunt or whatever, or great great aunt had saved every year there was like a coronation. She would save a slice of cake.
No way.
So it was just a box full of like 100-year-old slices of cake.
No. Yes. And they lived? The cake lived?
Yeah, it was like all wrapped up in like little cellophane or like cloth with the date on it. It was just a box of cake. And the guy's like, I don't know, $2,000.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, it was cake.
Did it, it was just hard? It was hard.
Yeah, so it was like little slices that she had like wrapped up.
That's so fucking
So they didn't unwrap them. They were like, we're not unwrapping this cake.
Right, right. That's like my bat mitzvah cake.
It's still in the freezer.
Still in the freezer.
So she just brought in like a 100-year-old cake.
Has Antiques Roadshow ever made a mistake on a...
I'm sure they have. Oh, I wouldn't know. Oh, and if I did, they'd probably murder me if I told that secret.
Wow. I can't believe it. What a job. That's fucking great. Well, you're
it was
very
fun.
You're very interesting, Jennifer.
Thank you.
It's not Jennifer, though. What's your full name?
Jennifer Rachel Zagrina.
Oh my God. She's a Jew. Hey everyone, did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the United States? And I'm one of them. You're listening to one of them. Fast Growing Trees has everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, house plants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and your space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Forever. I just want you to know that I just got off a plane and I walked in my apartment. What was the first thing I did? Is I came in and said hi to Avi, my fig tree. I'm telling you, and I have Yael, which is another plant, but Fast Growing Trees has changed my atmosphere here in my apartment. You don't need a lot of space, but they do have, you know, they have stuff for outdoor spaces. But I live in an apartment, and I'm telling you, Avi and Yael, yes, they're both Jewish names, Hebrew. The space looks so much better. And I just had a conversation with Avi. Like, I was like, I missed you. I love having living things here. It's very, very, I don't know, it's made this more of a home. It's the best. And Elisa has some too. And she loves them. And she talks to them too. But she got that from me. Anyway, check out Fast Growing Trees. You need to be around plant life. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code JUDYGOLD, J-U-D-Y-G-O-L-D, at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code JUDYGOLD at checkout. fastgrowingtrees.com, code JUDYGOLD. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. You're welcome. Jennifer, Rachel, I always ask my podcast guests two questions.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Number one, what do you do for your mental health? We're very pro mental health because I am mental beyond.
Yes.
Go ahead. Okay, you got to answer.
I was waiting for the second question so that I could do it. Okay.
So number one.
So first one, go to therapy weekly.
Yes. Very good. Very important. Is your therapist Jewish?
Uh, No, I don't think so.
Wow.
She does speak Russian, though.
She could be.
She's Armenian, I think.
Oh, all right. And you're on can I ask what you're on?
I'm on Wellbutrin.
Oh, yeah.
Have a call next week to up it a little bit.
Oh,
turns out,
yeah.
When you're grieving, you get sad. So,
but the good thing about Wellbutrin is no sexual side effects.
That is true. If somebody would fuck me, that would be great.
Okay. Please, someone fuck Jennifer, yeah. Rachel.
However, Sabrina. Grief, big sexual side effects.
Yeah.
No. Really?
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I just started being okay to masturbate, to be like, okay.
You can pleasure yourself.
I can do that. I don't feel guilty about pleasuring myself.
Right. But you know your sister's watching you. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. No. I found all of her stuff. She was crazy.
Oh, good. Okay.
Good for her.
Good for her.
Kind of upsetting. I was like, these are expensive. Bummer.
Yeah.
Bummer it's my sister's. But yeah. So
you can donate to the Jewish home for the elderly. That you could donate it to the Hebrew home for the aged.
They'd be like, what is this sculpture? I love this sculpture. It's so nice. Is that a Star of David at the end? Yeah, it's a Star of David.
Yes, and it vibrates. It vibrates and turns into a menorah. Okay. Okay.
So I do that. I take mushrooms occasionally.
Yeah. Do you do the micro dosing of the mushrooms?
I do have the micro doses. Yeah. Well, Butrin, though, does deaden the effects. So if you are planning on it.
Thank you
for
that. And
if you're on Wellbutrin, taper off a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pro tip. But not that I've ever done drugs ever. So right. I don't actually know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
This was all lies and jokes. Yeah. So I do that. I go to therapy. I get massages a lot.
That's great. I used to do that when I was your age. And then I had kids.
Yeah, I get a lot of massages. I have really great relationships with friends that are like, so I'm very invested in my friendships. And that's very
important.
Good for mental health.
Yes.
You know what? I will say this, maybe not so much mental, but physical. I've gone pretty much vegetarian.
Oh.
I've got endometriosis.
Uh-huh.
Has definitely helped with that. It's definitely helped mood. Yeah.
So was it red meat that was bothering you, or was it fowl or poultry?
I don't know. I just was like, I'm going to get rid of it. Occasionally eat some fish, see what happens. And I love fish. I feel way better.
As we know. And then, that's interesting. Diet.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's
been
better. Well,
you're very good with the mental health. You do a lot.
Trying.
That's great.
I'm
it's
trying.
Very
Journaling.
Important.
Journals.
Very important.
Very
I meditate.
Important. I've just started to meditate again. I've been too scared because I'm like.
Yeah, because you want to be alone with your head. Yeah.
I don't want to be alone. Occasionally, this is going to be weird, but I've meditated before and had visitations from dead relatives. So I'm like. I don't really feel like seeing it right now.
Yeah, I get
that. But I've meditated before and have been visited. Also, my house might be haunted. This is where Jenny might be a little crazy.
Okay,
but
it's all right, Jennifer. Rachel.
My house is a little
Rachel.
Haunted. Yeah, it's fine. So that's my mental health.
Okay, now here's the final question.
Okay.
So I named my podcast Kill Me Now because I have no frustration tolerance. And every little fucking thing annoys me. Like, nothing is like, oh, okay, all right, so that happened.
Yeah.
You know? So what pisses you off more than anything? Like, makes you crazy mad? Like, it's just ridiculous, can't fucking deal with it.
Okay. Ooh, I'm trying to think.
It could be anything. It could be.
Because I was listening to this earlier and I was like, okay, what does make me mad and upset? Mm-hmm. It's definitely changed in the last few months as far as like, nothing really matters.
Nothing really matters. Anyone can see. Nothing really matters.
On a macro level, I hate our society and the capitalistic, what's called hamster wheel that we're stuck in constantly. And we'll never get out of debt. And I'll never get out of debt. And it really makes me sad because I would really like to get out of debt.
Yeah.
Go to my OnlyFans, everybody. Give me some money.
Yeah, I need an OnlyFans. Okay,
get one.
Ahead. Yeah.
Get one. I'll tell you how to do it. We'll set you one up now.
My kids will love that. Go ahead.
I think the one of the things that makes me very frustrated is, oh, you know what's making me really frustrated? Okay, so this is, again, a little more mental health meta. I'm very much into, like, the whole fat acceptance, body positivity. Mm-hmm. Diet culture is a lie. All of it's a lie. And so it's been very, that stuff frustrates me because now that Ozempic and, like, all that mm-hmm. shit is out and people are using it for weight loss and all this stuff, it's been very frustrating. It felt like for a minute, like fat people's existence was like going to be okay. And now it's back to being like,
right.
Nah, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's very hard. Especially I'm a big woman and I've always been big. And the minute I walk in a room, that's all people see from the, you know, and I'm gigantic and it is who I am. And fuck you. Fuck you. You don't get to make but it's like people are constantly making comments to me like, I didn't realize you were that tall. Oh, God, well, you're big. And it's like, shut the fuck up. Do I say like you have hair coming out of your ears and you're fucking bald and your teeth are green? Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. We'll make the frustration smaller into people who fucking feel like it's okay to like comment on your body.
Right. Right.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck right off.
Fuck it and fuck off and fuck right this, off. You fucker. Yeah.
Or people, I've had this happen. I've had people who I've seen, met, lose a ton of weight and they sit there and they wait for you to be like,
I know. Yeah.
So, do you notice anything different about me?
Yeah. Go fuck.
I'm like, I don't know. You're probably more irritable than you were before.
Yeah. And I hate you now.
Yeah. You're probably miserable to be around now.
Right.
Is that?
Yeah.
Insufferable? That. Is that what you want to hear?
You're still the same. That book, wherever you go, there you are. Yeah. Sorry.
So, yeah. So it's like, hey, if no one wants, if no one asked you, don't say anything.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Compliment someone's personality.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to do a big transition to the end.
Okay,
and,
here we go.
Speaking of complimenting someone's personality, Jennifer Rachel, what a joy it was to have
Thank you
on.
No,
I really
wonderful.
Had fun. I really had fun. And I love, you're such an individual and you've got such a plethora of life experience that's so much different than I know this is a shit
Thank
period
you.
For you, but you're gonna be okay and your sister's always gonna be with you and you're gonna make art about her and she will live on forever. She will live on through your words and your actions and your art. And I 100% believe that.
That is beautiful. I'm trying not to cry, but that's
but
beautiful.
It's true.
Thank you.
No, it's true. And she'll live on forever. And you have to have a kid and name her after your sister.
I know. That's been the pressure now. It's like, oh,
you gotta
shit.
Get someone to fuck you on OnlyFans.
Oh God, I gotta pop out a kid. Anybody? Anyone have some nice cum?
You could buy sperm. Buy the sperm. That's what we did.
I could do that.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's a donor. I could just be like, do you want to give me like a friend
really?
Discount?
How tall is he?
6'1". That's all you need.
No, yeah.
That's all you need is to be over 5'9".
Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for this. I hope to meet
you
in person.
I'll be in New York soon. I'm going to spend a couple months in New York, August and September.
Oh, good. So I'll see you there. Yeah. And then you can act like you were a fan of mine when you were younger.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember seeing you in a Provincetown.
I'm here now. That's where I am.
Well, shit. There you go.
Yeah,
I remember ex went there. We were seeing you. And then we went to a no pants party.
Oh, yeah. I'm here. I work all summer here and I write new material.
It's the best, isn't it?
It's the best. I
fucking love
And I played tennis this morning. Yeah, it's the best. All right.
All right. Someone's living their best Cape Cod
That's
life.
That's right.
Okay.
But I'm 60, 60, 60, 60. Thank you so much, Jennifer Rachel.
Thank you.
You're the best.
This was so lovely. I really appreciate
it. Anytime. Thank you so much for listening to part 2 of my interview with Jenny Zagrino. Kill Me Now is produced by Laura Vogel, edited by Colin Schmeling, marketed and clipped and everythinged and scheduled by Brittany Jo Sowards. Richmond. There we go. Thank you all for listening. I want you to know I'm going to be in Arlington, Virginia.
at the Arlington Draft House on September 22nd and 23rd. That's in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when you have to be really nice. So I'll be really nice, except for when I'm on stage at the Arlington Draft House in Arlington, Virginia. And then I'm going to Sweden, to Gothenburg, for a book festival. I'm very excited. And then I will be back in Provincetown for Women's Week, which is the 9th. I think I have shows. I don't know. You have to go to judygold.com, or, you know, it's there somewhere. But I'm back at the post office, cafe and cabaret, the week of October 9th, because it's Women's Week. Then I'm going to be in Fort Lauderdale at the Sunshine Cathedral, which is such a great gig. That's on October 21st, so come see me there. Yeah, and I got some gigs coming up, so, you know, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, everything, at Judy Gold, J-E-W-D-Y-G-O-L-D, because I'm a Jew. And that's it. I thank you all so much for listening to the end. I love when people, you know, as I said, come to my show and tell me to listen to the podcast. I love when people make bing noises. I love it. I love you all for being, you know, fans of my podcast. And I'm going to do a new logo. So if you have any ideas, write to me. Write to me. Okay? Because I'm always open. I don't know. That's it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Getting ready for the Jewish holidays, it's causing me anxiety. And because I don't have enough space for all the people that want to come and celebrate. So that's really great. But, all right, I'll talk to you next week. I'm doing a rant, and I'm excited about that because, you know, I get to, it's really like therapy for me. But thank you again all so much for supporting and loving and listening to the end. And as always, we always say, so long.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.